Here we are backstage on day two at the Rise Festival in Chelmsford. Delighted to be joined by Izzy, Chris, Tommy and Tom, otherwise known as Black Honey. Hello.
Hello.
We've been following you on Phoenix FM for about 4 years or so because you've been going quite a while. We've had some early singles out and we've been playing, I think, Teenager and The Taste a long time ago. I remember Googling you at the time and people just saying nobody knows anything about this band. Was that deliberate or did you just not get yourself out there?
Yeah, it was deliberate. Gonna be fun to just reject the whole expectations that people have on bands showing you what they've had for breakfast and accounting for every day of their life. So for us, it was really empowering to be like, screw this. It was really fun to say screw this so that we can show people that about our music and not have them judge us on how we look or like how we act or like how our social media presence is. Obviously now things are different and I feel like we overshare all the time and it's miserable, but it was a really exciting time for us to do that.
Yeah, because I know you're not trying to make me uncomfortable for interviewing you, but that was obviously a deliberate tactic while you're getting established. Yeah.
Yeah.
I think it was making people focus on the music a bit more.
Yeah, and that worked as well because people were talking about you and you had a band of the day in The Guardian and that kind of thing, so it must have gone quite well for you.
Yeah, I think so, yeah.
So for the benefit of any of our listeners who don't know much about you, how did you all get together as a band?
I met Chris when I was younger, and then through like uni, he knew Tommy, who lived with you, and then Tom lived there but wasn't in the band. Tommy was playing drums. Then we couldn't find a bass player that we liked, so then we roped Tom in to play drums, Tommy moved to bass, then we made Black Honey.
Had you all been in bands before?
None that were any good or worth talking about.
We've all been there. There's a lot of different musical styles in your music, so have you got a variety of influences that you're all bringing into the music?
Yeah, it's pretty eclectic, I think. When we started off, sort of got together over a shared love of sort of 60s garage rock almost, and 60s pop and psychedelic stuff. And
yeah.
But I mean, we're into lots of different things. We listen to a lot of hip hop when we're making the album, a lot of electronic music.
It doesn't sound particularly like you're trying to copy any other bands with your styles.
I think we're just trying to copy so many that it doesn't end up sounding like just one, which is the idea.
Created something completely unique, yeah.
Hopefully, yeah.
So are there any particular influences that you bring in your own singing and playing?
I was brought up, I learned drums playing along to The Clash, so
yeah.
That was kind of my thing. And that's probably what I brought to it.
I'd say Black Honey is kind of like Blondie. There was one thing we were ripping off, would be that. But I think we rip off in the idea rather than in the actual song. So I think songwriting we do like loads of different cross pollinations with.
Yeah.
I love directly referencing Andy Warhol's Factory and the whole 70s New York scene. And I love directly referencing anything that feels like it could be cast in like a David Lynch movie. That's like the rough outline.
I mean, we're all into this similar sort of thing, so the main things that all tie us all together, I think, was our love of Nirvana, was how we all kind of met.
Queens
of the Stone Age and things like that, like grunge. And then also, like Tommy said, love of like the Beatles, things like that. And then obviously just like more modern things like indie rock and things like that.
You mentioned Queen of the Stone Age and you played with them at Finsbury Park. That must have been a fantastic show, wasn't it?
Yeah, it's a dream come true. It was amazing. It was the entire lineup for the whole day was insane. We saw Iggy Pop, we saw Run the Jewels, Miles Kane. It was insane to be on. We saw them all. It's quite nice being on early because it means you get to get it done and then you can chill and hang out.
And you've got a big tour coming up as well. You're playing the Electric Ballroom you've got in October. Is that going to be your biggest ever gig? Is that right? It's a headliner.
Yeah, biggest ever headline show.
One of the first shows we ever did, I think, was supporting the Cribs there.
Oh, right, yeah.
Which felt like a huge deal and a huge room, huge stage, so it's quite surreal to be doing it ourselves, so we're really lucky and excited for it, yeah.
Oh, it's definitely something to look forward to. Now, you've released videos to go with the singles that you've released, and all bands release videos, but this is a particular interest of you with the creative process of videos. You put something special into it, don't you?
Yes. I like always see visuals when I write. I don't know, like I think most people must have that. And then like just care about justifying the creative vision that you have in your head with something visual that services how you see it.
Yeah.
So then also it leaves less room for people to misinterpret what your identity is. Like, we know exactly who we are, so if we make a video that represents us, then people know exactly what we're about without us having to explain it all the time.
And of course, you got your album coming out September the 21st, debut album, so you must be really pleased that that's all finished and that it's ready to for people to buy and listen to.
Yeah, it's been a long time in the making, and we never wanted to rush it, which is probably why it's taken a bit longer than a lot of other bands, but yeah, we're really excited about it. We're happy to finally have it out soon. It felt like it was coming out ages away until about 2 weeks ago, and then it was like, wow, it's actually quite soon, you know? So we can't wait, yeah.
It's a big relief to get it on the shelves. Are you doing any record shop promo?
Yeah, we've got a whole week on doing in-stores. That'll be the week of the release.
Oh, cool.
We're going all around the country. Should be really fun.
Including Resident Records, I imagine, since you're from Brighton.
Absolutely, that's on the day of the release.
Yeah.
It's one of our favourite stores, we love
it.
It's
a great shop. So when the album comes out on the 21st, is it just a digital thing, or do you have any vinyls and things like that coming out with it?
Yeah, we've made some really amazing bespoke blue vinyls. We made a limited edition run. We've also made a double picture disc deluxe, which is our record is a cover of this kind of like sort of retro porno lips. So on the records, we've actually made like the lips on the actual record in picture disc as the deluxe, which is like so cool that we managed to do that. We've also got like signed lyric sheets for a very special few, and like loads of them are selling online. So yeah, we're really stoked.
And how can people get that? Is it from anywhere special?
Yeah, if you go onto blackhoney.com/backstreetmerch, it's available now to pre-order and buy everything you want. There's different bundles with everything that you could want.
Okay, so you're all done for the whole day now because you've played your set. And so what have you got lined up? I actually saw that you've taken over MTV's Snapchat today. Is that right? That's a bizarre mix of the very old and the very young, isn't it?
You just take the Snapchat, you log in and just do what we normally do on our Snapchat, but on theirs. Which is cool. You get to meet new fans and like chat to people and expose yourself to a bigger audience, which is the goal, right?
I was a bit surprised because I thought MTV just played sort of reality shows and things like that. Are they still doing music then, are they?
I think so. I don't know. Yeah.
I think they've still got a few different sort of channels. I think MTV Rocks still exists.
Wasn't there a video on there recently?
Yeah.
Oh, got to support it then, I suppose.
They've been really lovely to us, so we're happy to sort of reciprocate.
I like the idea of you just taking over their social media for the day. That must be strange.
It's a very dangerous move on their part, but
almost makes me want to sign up because I'm on everything except Snapchat. But I deliberately avoid it so I can avoid my family. It makes me want to sign up now just to see what you're up to on there. Yeah. Brilliant. Well, Black Honey, thank you very much for having a chat with us today. Really appreciate it. Enjoy the rest of your day. Thank you.
Thank you very much for having us. It was great.